You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil. She's fallen for a man she's never met.
To help Eric, I sold my house.
You sold your house?
I had given a lot of money to Eric. I didn't even keep track.
I did.
We had a grand total. Here's what Eric said. Just relax, love. So when's the $12,000 coming in?
She's lonely, and she's looking for a companionship, and this guy's telling her everything she wants to hear.
She refuses to believe this is not a real relationship.
You're in love.
Yes, I'm in love.
You've never met this man.
Now, a private investigator gets to the bottom of it.
You will not believe what he found. If he's not for real, would you want to know it? We found the man who goes with the picture. Let's do it.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
I hate to see people suffering, and you've hurt long enough.
Stand by, Dr. Phil.
I'm going to get you the help that you need.
In 5, 4,
this is going to be a changing day in your life.
Go, Dr. Phil.
How you doing? How are y'all? Well, could you imagine... Now think about this, having your mother come to visit and getting so angry with her that you pack up her bags, you put them on the doorstep, you call a cab, and you tell her to just get out. Well, I guess some of you would. Well, that's exactly what Kerry did to his 65-year-old mother, Gilda. Why? Because of these. I have over 100 receipts, he says, prove his mother, Gilda, sent tens of thousands of dollars to her online boyfriend, who he says she never met, and it just made him crazy. Kerry says his mother is acting like a teenager in heat. Said she is always huddled in the corner of the room texting her boyfriend, telling lies about what she's doing and where she's going, and even sent her boyfriend topless photos.
When my father passed away 4 years ago, my mother was debt-free and the house was paid off. After a couple years, my mom was lonely, so she started going on these dating websites. At first, my mother was scammed for $2,500. We thought she learned a lesson the first time, but everything changed after she met Eric Lane. He's got a construction site, and that's really all I know about him. My mother has never spoken with Eric Lane on the phone, just texting. I'm definitely convinced he's a scammer. I would guess my mother has sent him approximately $150,000. Every time she sends him money, it seems like there's another excuse to send him more money. My mother would rather text than spend time with her grandchildren, and that ticks me off. My mother's financial situation appears to be in ruins now. My mother's credit cards were maxed out. She even went so far as to sell her house to send this guy more money. Right now, my mother's renting a 2-bedroom townhouse. In my eyes, she's on my dad's grave. Since she's met this catfish, Eric, almost everything is now gone. If my mother can't stop seeing this scammer, I don't want her to be around her grandkids.
Well, Kerry's wife, Linda, says her mother-in-law even cut short spending time with her grandchildren so she could run to the bank and send money to her boyfriend.
We actually warned Gilda about going on two dating sites because we heard that there were a lot of scams out there. We found out Gilda was sending money when Kerry's brother, Paul, logged onto her computer. We found all these transactions in an email. We felt shocked. She's lonely and she's looking for companionship, and this guy's telling her everything she wants to hear. Eric claimed that he was from Ohio, but he almost immediately told Gilda that he had to go to the UK for work. I believe that she's being catfished.
Can you get the box for Mommy, Sienna?
We don't want her around our kids when she's constantly texting this person. It's distracting, and she's not paying attention to the kids at all. I told Gilda to take my kids' pictures off her Facebook page if she was gonna be involved with what we thought was a scammer. I was concerned that my kids would be kidnapped or used in some way to get more money from her. My children are close to Gilda, and she is a good grandmother, but something has to change. My children miss their grandmother, and we want her back.
You describe her as being head over heels in love here.
It appears that way.
I mean, this is your mother. Right, I know you're used to thinking about her with your dad and all of that kind of stuff. Are you just overreacting to the fact that there might be a new man in her life?
Well, men that she's never met. She's, all we know is that she's texted them, never talked to them on the phone, you know, no computer video chat. Just texting is it.
Kind of like puppy love, I mean, like infatuation.
A 14-year-old girl in heat?
you say she hides her cell phone in her bra?
She did that once when I caught her. She was texting downstairs, playing with the grandkids, I think, and I came downstairs and she put it down her top.
Carrie and Linda are not the only family members upset with Gilda. Her other son, Paul, says he has actually shown his mother proof that Eric is a scammer, but she just doesn't want to hear it. Take a look at this, and then we'll add him to the conversation.
My mother and I are very close. I talk to her almost daily. It haunts me to this day because I encouraged Mom to go online to find someone else to date. I pleaded with my mom to look for somebody who is more compatible because this guy was at least 20 years younger than my mother. Some of the conversations were of a sexual nature, which I think my mom was embarrassed about. These sexual comments just forced her to be isolated because she was so ashamed of showing anybody. She refuses to believe this is not a real relationship. We need someone to prove to Mom that this guy is not real.
All right, well, joining us is Carrie's brother, Paul, who's on Polycom. Paul, thanks for being here. You say this is like she's on drugs. She's so hooked on this.
It's almost like a drug addiction, yes. And we just simply do not know what to do.
She says, look, Dr. Phil, my sons are just wrong. And her handsome, online, younger boyfriend, Eric, is not an imposter. He is real, and he is her future. Because her heart tells her that this is for real. And the heart just doesn't lie.
A couple of days after I signed up for Match.com, I replied to a message from Eric Lane. He is a successful businessman, a successful interior designer. He had been divorced for 5 years, and he had one son in college in London. It wasn't long before I felt a relationship going on. He was more forward than I was. It's exciting and mesmerizing being in a relationship. He's saying, yes, baby, I love you. Love, are you okay? We made concrete plans to meet on 3 separate occasions, and there was always an obstacle that came up that he couldn't make it. He's given several reasons why he can't get out of London. He had to pay his hotel bill and couldn't get his passport until he did. He frequently says, I'll be home to you soon. I've never physically met Eric face to face. Eric has been asking me for money. Baby, are you sending the funds today? And I said, honey, I need money and prayers, love. And he says, so you don't want to help me? He needed money for hospital bills. He needed processing fees to cash his foreign checks. Then they took his passport. He had to pay his hotel bill. He wanted an iPhone and a computer for his son. Every time I was asked for money, it scared me. I had lots of warnings, a lot of people saying this could be a romance scam. It felt real to me. The largest sum I ever sent at one time was $18,000. I think it could add up to $100,000. To help Eric, I sold my house. The plan is when he can get out of London, we'll buy a house together and get married. It would be a dream come true to be married to Eric. I love him and I think he's real.
Now, it's good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Did I hear you say you sold your house?
Yes, I just did. I just sold my house.
Okay. And you sold it because you needed money?
I sold it because I needed money. Yes, I had given a lot of money to Eric.
But You're in love.
Yes, I'm in love.
You've known him now, you've been in contact with him for a year and 3 months, right?
That's right.
Okay, and you shared with us some of the text messages to give us a feel for who he is, right?
Yes.
Because he apparently is hugely in love with you.
Yes.
You guys have texted back and forth. He says, love you so much, will you marry me? So you got a proposal.
That's right, I did.
And later, we found the man who goes with the picture. I want you to take a look at this screen right here. Is that the man that you're in love with?
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil. He fell in love with Megan online. Then she died.
He receives her ashes.
Then he meets Allison.
She died, but then she came back to life.
This has to be a cruel joke.
He was duped. Now, for the first time,
she's here.
Victim and catfish come face to face.
Take me through the moment that you decided to send human ashes to him.
Tomorrow, then on Friday.
She's thrown her hot tea on me.
Mom.
These two got restraining orders against you.
Versus family.
I don't blame anybody.
You blame everybody.
All new Dr. Phil. That's Friday.
You guys have texted back and forth, and here's one. Eric says, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and I want to hold you and kiss you and make love to you and wake up beside you every morning for the rest of my life. That's nice to hear.
Yes, it is.
You responded, I so want that too, love. You call him love?
Yes, I do.
And he says, I think it would be better if you allow your sexy, put your fingers in your ears. Your sexy ass to get spanked. Gilda says, well, I've been waiting for this sexy man to be here so I can say, I'm yours, love. Thanks for your patience. He says, love you so much, will you marry me? And you say, I will marry you, love. I love you with all of my heart.
That's right.
So you got a proposal.
That's right, I did.
And you accepted.
I did, after talking for, well, practically every day.
And here's what you know about him. Because I kind of summarize it so I would know what you know about him. His name's Eric Lane.
Right.
He's age 52. Gave you his home address. Married status, divorced for 6 years. Mm-hmm. He has a son, David Lane, who attends Chelsea Football School in London.
Right.
Family, at 18, his parents were killed in an accident.
Yes.
He's self-employed by Eric M. Enterprises. Schooling attended, he went to Denver East High School. So he's from Colorado.
Yes.
Denver East High School and Westwood College in Denver North. He's stuck in London, Scotland, or Ireland because his visa expired. And his bank won't allow him to access his money. Why won't they let him access it, by the way?
It's foreign checks that there needs to be a processing fee of a certain cost in order to get the money out.
But you sent him that money.
I did. The money was for many different things.
There's a reason that Eric needed money. And I made a list, and these, again, just bottom line. I know there's a story behind each one. To invest in a business, to pay his hotel bill, to pay his hospital bill, gifts for his son, his son's school tuition.
Just 1 month.
Airline tickets.
Yes.
To buy a cell phone, to buy a computer, to eat, and processing fees in order to cash checks. Those are the reasons that you said, and going back through the history, the reasons that you sent him money. What were the airline tickets for?
To come to Saskatoon from London.
But he didn't come?
No.
Why not?
He had always had a reason. The first time, he was wanting investment fees, and I finally did do that. And then I tried to wire a transfer to help with that so that he could come. The transfer didn't take 3 days. It took close to a month, so that means hotel bills for an extra month.
Okay, if you were looking for a car and I had one to sell, would you buy it without ever seeing it?
It totally depends on the situation.
Does that mean you'd buy my car?
But
without seeing it?
It depends. I went on Christian Mingle, Match.com, and Senior, and I put my picture up, my profile. I got 55 messages that same night, and I tried to message back to several people, and it ended up that I liked the profile and this man, his picture and everything, so I started messaging, yes.
All right. One question before we go to break here. If he's not for real, and I'm just go with me there for argument purposes, mm-hmm. would you want to know it?
I want to know the truth.
You want to know the truth?
Right.
What, good or bad, you want to know the truth?
I'm here for that.
Next, just how much money has Gilda sent to Eric? We're going to break it all down, plus the threatening text that he sent to her. We'll be right back. She meets Eric July 7th. That same month, she sends $10,988.
I didn't even keep track.
I did. And later, I can't show these publicly because we don't know who this is. But these are some of the people that you've been sending money to for him. Did you actually see him shoot himself?
Yeah, but I don't remember anything.
None of us had anything to do with your son's death.
I don't think that they're telling the truth.
I'm just upset that I even have to be here.
Well, is that inconvenient for you? Both of you cheated into marriage. Both of you lied into marriage. I can just imagine being one of your children. I would just so want to tell you people to shut the hell up and sit down.
I would like my son to take a paternity test to see if this is my grandson.
I told her, bring it on.
I have the DNA results in this envelope.
I married a con man.
There was never any mistruths.
Where did you get your ID?
Regis and University of Budapest.
University of Budapest doesn't exist.
America's most watched talk show.
I'm a wonderful person and I'm a kind mother.
She's thrown her hot tea on me. She just gets angry.
Is must watch television.
So she is lying here.
I don't want to play this blame game.
Listen, I'm going to conduct an interview here and I'm sorry if you don't like the questions.
This November on Dr. Phil.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When my husband died, I felt comfortable with the finances I had. I took some money out of my pension fund to help Eric. I pretty well maxed out. I feel very stressed. I feel concerned. I say lots of prayers every day. Eric said he'd pay me back, that he would sell his house and buy one, and we would have a future.
Well, our Twitter wall is really buzzing about Gilda, who admits to being in love with a man that she has never physically met. Her sons, Carrie and Paul, and Carrie's wife, Linda, all think she is being taken for a very expensive ride by a catfish, a scammer. If you'd like to join the discussion, you can tweet me now at #catfish. Now, Gilda admits to sending money to her online boyfriend, Eric, who is currently stuck in London, after his visa expired and they took his passport. Let's look at some of the text between Gilda and Eric about money. Here's what Eric said. Love, it seems the wire transfer will take forever before it gets here. Gilda, I am so angry about it, I can't even think what to do anymore. I love you so much. Eric, love you more, baby. Gilda, I have done all I can except sell my home, love. For you, I would. Eric, no, love, I would never ask you to do such a thing. Did I tell you that I've only been eating once a day for the past 2 days? Yeah. Gilda, look, I took all of my empty bottles back. I have $28 now for groceries this week. Going to have a garage sale and sell some items Paul and I don't need. Eric, love, please, what about the $12,000 I asked for? Gilda, honey, I'm at the end of my lifeline. I am almost destitute, too. There's a small pension fund left. Eric, please pull the money out, and I will pay back. I need $12,000.
Makes me angry when I hear it.
Really? It makes me angry to read it, because from a psychological standpoint, I saw a lot of manipulation there. I've done all I can except sell my house. No, love, I would never ask you to do that. Did I mention I'm only eating once a day? Come on. All right, Gilda says, I took back empty bottles. You're turning in bottles for the refund? Got $28 for groceries the whole week. Going to have a garage sale. What about the $12,000 I asked you for? You just said I got 28 bucks to eat on for the week. And he says, yeah, I get it. What about the 12 grand I need? You said, look, I'm sorry. All I've got is a small pension fund left. Please pull that money out. I need the $12,000. When you look at it all together in context, is that of concern to you?
Yes, it is.
I'm so glad. Okay, now, there's more. Okay, this is where Eric threatens your mother. Gilda, should I sell my home and bring you back? What if you're not happy and leave? Then I'll be in deep trouble. You'll have your home, your assets, and mine may be gone. Eric, ha, ha, ha. Have a good life, okay? Bye, and you will never hear from me again. Bye. Then you said, what do you mean, love? This is mean and hurts. Eric, no, you hurt me. You just broke my heart. Well, I'm scared of selling my house, she says. Love, I'm with you all the way, please. You ask a rational question, he bites you, then says, where's the 12? I want the 12,000. Then they talked about fraud. Gilda, because of the bad check given to me, which I was naive about, that could be considered fraud. Are you serious? You got a fraudulent check? Gilda, I had no idea. Honestly, love, believe me. Eric, God, how could people be so heartless? I can imagine how heartbroken you would be and how mad that could make you. Gilda says, well, apparently the UK police are upping their investigations on fraud and scams there, love. Well, don't give them my information.
Okay, gotta like that.
But I do not want you or I to go to jail, love. Eric, yes, love, and none of us would go to jail, okay? You can send via Western Union. Let's get out of this check business. You can send via Western Union. Gilda says, if my sons find out about this, they will be so angry with me until the funds are returned. Just relax, love, okay? So when's the $12,000 coming in?
Really?
Said that way, it sounds different.
Let me be sure I've got I've done my math right here. Okay, she meets Eric July 7th, right? Okay, that same month she sends $10,988 in the first month. Now you've only known this boy, less than a month, and you sent him $10,988.
I didn't even keep track.
I did. What do you think of that? We're just talking about a couple of weeks.
I'm not shocked. I feel
Okay, that's July. Okay, August, second month, 41,178.46. September, $29,214.50. October, $10,854. November, $2,187.52. December, $3,000. January, $4,000. February, $3,190. Then we jump to June.
Of course.
Carrie, Paul?
I don't know what to say.
More Paul, than what, I, do, more what, than what I do you have to that. Say?
I don't have words at the moment. She had promised me every day that she was not sending money.
August, $27,120. Then there was additional money transfer of $9,398. And then we had a grand total.
It's $50,000 more than I thought. Nice job.
$191,950.48. That's in black and white. You've never met this man in person. You've never talked to him on the phone. So you're buying this deal. It's like you're not buying my car, you're buying the whole dealership. This is not an insubstantial amount of money to you, right?
It's a lot of money. I just felt like relationship online, talking every day, there was someone there for me. And yes, the money was pressure, was upsetting. It seemed like I was just mesmerized and in love, and I couldn't, whenever he was in trouble, it just got my heart and I couldn't seem to stop.
And if he's real, then this is all coming back, right? It's all coming back, if he's real.
If he's real.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about whether he's real or not. Next, private investigator Doug Kane looked into Gilda's online boyfriend, Eric Lane, and he has some very interesting details to reveal when we come back. I can't show these publicly because we don't know who this is. But these are some of the people that you've been sending money to for him. Closed captioning provided by...
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
Well, we're here with Gilda, who has been in a romantic and expensive relationship with her online boyfriend, Eric Lane, for a year and 3 months. Now, her sons, Carrie and Paul, and her daughter-in-law, Linda, are angry and frustrated because they claim Gilda has sent Eric virtually all of her life savings and even sold the family home and has now sent him over $191,000. So I asked Doug Kane, he's the president of Risk Control Strategies, to do some work for us. Doug is here. And now, prior to becoming a private investigator, Doug was a special agent with the FBI for 27 years conducting criminal investigations. So you have used databases and all different kinds of things to determine what's real and what's not about this person, true?
Absolutely, Dr. Phil.
All right. And let's take a look at what he has found so far. And you'll have to follow me along here. Now, after searching multiple databases for Eric Lane, that's the name, with the date of birth that he has given you, He did a lot of checking. He said, for example, that he went to East High School in Denver, right? Well, we've contacted them. They've gone through their transcripts. No record of Eric Lane. Never attended that school, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You sent Eric money through a friend, Chris Mullins, 65 times. That name shows up on multiple dating sites with different pictures. The photo of Gildas Eric showed up on several dating sites with different names. So you've got this picture of this man that you have fallen in love with. It shows up on all of these different websites. Eric Lane, James Simmons, George Buckner, Albert, Craig Murphy, and Melvin Stunt.
Yeah, I don't know what to say here, Gilda. I mean, basically what has happened is you have fallen in love with an online identity. It is not an individual. This person doesn't exist.
Now, Eric told Gilda that his son, David Lane, attends Chelsea Football School in London. There is a Chelsea Football Club in London. There's no Chelsea Football School, but there is a Chelsea Football Club. They have no David Lane listed on their roster. And there is no school. He only wanted you to text him through the internet. Why is that?
Well, what you find here is he didn't want to have a real conversation with you. So he would go back and forth through the internet, which makes it much more difficult to track.
I have some things I can show you. I can't show these publicly because we don't know who this is. But these are some of the people that you've been sending money to for him, and we're not showing them. But see, this is the Chris Mullins, okay. And he's on all these scammer sites. Here he is again on a scam site. Mm-hmm. So tell me what's your reaction to what I've said so far.
I wanted the truth, and I know my sons warned me and everybody warned me, but I just wanted to know for sure.
Well, I don't want you to have any doubts. We're going to take a break. Eric gave Gilda his home address in Ohio. So naturally, Doug Kane checked that out. You will not believe what he found. Don't even get up and go to the bathroom. You are not going to believe what he found out. We'll be right back.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil. A twisted love trap.
I pretended to be Megan.
Catfish and victim come face to face.
What were you thinking to play with somebody's life like this?
That's tomorrow.
Closed captioning provided by...
The relationship with my sons has been difficult. My heart was pulled between this person that I love and helping him and making sure that my sons know that I care about them, which I do a lot. My sons are pretty obviously clear it's a scam. I don't feel that way, but I just want to know for sure. I want to know the truth.
Well, private investigator Doug Kane has been sharing with Gilda what he's found out about her online love, Eric Lane, who her sons and daughter-in-law believe is a catfish imposter who is using her for their deceased father's hard-earned life savings. Now, by the way, I want to say, we're using the name Eric Lane, and I'm putting quotes around that every time, and Chris Mullins, because, look, I'm sure there are Eric Lanes and Chris Mullins out there who have nothing to do with this. That's just the name that's being used. So if you work with or know somebody by that name, don't think we're saying they're scammers. They're victims. Somebody has stolen their name and is using it as part of what I believe and Gilda's family believe is a fraud. Now, the address Eric Lane gave Gilda exists. We found something that exists. and it is owned by someone with a similar name, but he is 21 years younger than your Eric Lane. Here is the house, right here. It exists. It is on a street. It's the right address. It's the right street. That is the house. You were able to find that, verify that, and on the phone, we have the man who actually lives in this house where Gilda's boyfriend claimed he lived. Hello, Dr. Eric, are you there?
I am.
You are not Eric Lane that has been on the internet talking to Gilda, correct?
Correct.
But you have a similar name, and this is your house and your address, but somebody has just ripped it off, true?
That seems to be the case, yes.
Gilda, this man that you're talking to, he's a doctor. He doesn't have a construction company. He's a doctor. He lives in this house that your man told you was his home address. Well, you're talking to the man that lives here. He's a doctor. What's your specialty, doctor?
I'm a psychiatrist.
That irony is not lost here.
I'm sure.
Doctor, we'll let you get back to your important work. Thank you so much for helping us out today.
You're welcome.
In case she needs just a little more convincing, we have one more bit of shocking news for Gilda after the break.
Tuesday on Dr. Phil.
Ariel Castro held three women captive for 10 years.
Almost too brutal to believe.
When you were in the basement chained to the pole with a helmet on, chains around your neck and waist, was it in the dark?
Inside the Cleveland kidnappings.
What happened in that room?
Now, for the first time.
He had you digging back here. Was this a grave?
Michelle Knight speaks out.
He said, when I get two other girls in the house, then I'll let you go.
A Dr. Phil exclusive.
Did you have any idea when you walked through that front door that it would be 11 years before you would walk back out it?
The first victim.
I was the most hated one.
Was the forgotten one. Only on Dr. Phil.
I've only seen Eric on webcam at the very beginning of the relationship a few times. I couldn't hear him very well at all. I didn't pick up any accents. The picture that I saw was very much like the person in the video, but it was a little bit darker. It looked pretty identical. It felt like a real person to me.
Well, you just heard Gilda say she spoke to her online boyfriend, Eric, on Skype, and that convinced her that he and their love were real. But you admit that that picture was pretty dark and grainy.
And yes, it was. It was, you know, you could see the form and you could see the identity, but it was hard to hear.
So you've never really seen him up close, face to face?
No.
Okay. Well, I want you to take a look at this screen right here. Is that the man that you talked to on Skype?
It looks like it.
Well, that certainly is the man that you're in love with.
Yes, that's right.
Your family said he didn't exist. He wasn't real.
Now this is all confusing me.
It's confusing because there he is. Yeah. Let me introduce you to attorney James Avery from Denver, Colorado. James, hello.
Hello, Dr. Phil. Hello, Gilda.
This is the man right here. This is an attorney from Denver, Colorado. This is the picture that has been ripped off by the person telling you he is Eric Lane. Let me ask you, has your name ever been Eric Lane?
No, obviously it's not.
James, do you know anyone named Eric Lane?
No, this all is very new to me. I'm seeing it for the first time.
And you obviously have nothing to do with this whatsoever. Somebody saw your picture, They ripped it off and started using it and putting it out there on the internet.
It's shocking, but obviously true.
So you say you're confused. We found the man who goes with the picture.
Exactly, yes.
James, I'm very sorry that they jacked your picture, but at least now you know it, so you can be scanning for that sort of thing. And you're very kind to take time out of your day as a professional to sit down and have this conversation with Gilda. I think it helps her so much to see the man behind the picture and to know that it's not the person that he's purported to be. Has this been a help to you?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck, Gilda.
Next, I'll tell you how to figure out if you are being baited by a catfish. We'll be right back. Closed captioning provided by... Want to know what's coming up on Dr. Phil? Visit our website and subscribe to our email newsletter. You'll get weekly updates, life strategies, and exclusive video that you won't find anywhere else.
Plus, on drphil.com, you can see sneak previews of upcoming shows. Log on today.
Well, I'm back with Gilda and her family, and all of them are in a bit of shock right now. I think you guys are in shock at the number.
More than I thought.
Yeah. It's more than you thought, but you knew it was bad. Paul, I know it's more than you thought, but you knew we were talking about six figures here. And Gilda,
yes.
We've shared a lot of information with you. I'll tell you why this is so important to me, is you clearly deserve to have a relationship. You clearly deserve to have someone to share your life with. And whoever is doing this has stolen 15 months of your life. And when you could have been meeting and going through the normal evolution and finding someone that you could share experiences with in your life. And that's the tragedy. He's taken your money. He's taken your time. He's broken your heart. But are you glad to know the truth?
I've wanted to know the truth for some time, and I guess I came from a world of trust, and I just couldn't believe it had happened to me.
Okay, let me ask you straight up, look me in the eye. Do you believe and understand that there is no Eric Lane?
Yes, I do.
No doubt, no question, we're clear.
It's clear to me, and I wanted to be here for the truth.
Okay. Have we done our job here?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
You're good?
Thank
Paul,
you.
We good?
I do worry that she might continue to text, but we'll try to be there.
Well, we're going to unplug. He's going to have a hard time finding her because everything should change after you two get a chance to vent a little with this guy, which I think would be interesting. And listen, there are warning signs to tell if you are being baited by a catfish. And one is dumb date data. The physical description should match the photos. And if you see professional photos, that's a red flag. I mean, if it's a glam photo, they've ripped it off from some modeling site somewhere. Look for spelling and grammar fail. So many of these folks don't speak English as a first language. If they're derailing you from a dating site, saying, okay, let's get off of this site, it's just you and me. Let's get over to the side. They get too serious too soon. They ask a lot of questions. They're fake book fakers. And realize you are not an ATM machine. If you were glued to today's show, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we are going to confront a real-life catfish who will actually be here in studio sitting on this stage. We found one, we caught one, we reeled him in. You don't want to miss that.
I don't either.
I want to thank all of my guests today. Thank you so much. Gilda, thank you.
Thanks, Dr.
Phil. Great job. Thank you. Thank you, guys.